Hello and welcome to our show. This is the first in a series of podcasts where we're going to talk about the IBM Think Conference, and we're going to have a special focus on IBM Champions and what we want to see there and what we actually see there and what we think about the whole thing. My name is Julian Robichaud. I'm a lifetime IBM champion in the collaboration services area. I work for PanAgenda, and I'm a product manager and a developer, and during the day I do a lot of programming in Java. So, that's me. Also on the call is Gab Davis. Gab, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Gab Davis. I, too, am an IBM lifetime champion in the collaboration social business space. I am the complete polar opposite to Julian, in that I'm an admin, and I never touch code. And I'm delighted to say I spend my day messing around with servers and security and things like that. And Julian and I have a guest today on this call, and that's Libby. Welcome, Libby.
Thank you so much. Hello. Hi, everybody. I'm Libby Ingracia, and I am the worldwide program manager for the IBM Champions program for IBM, otherwise affectionately known as the Champion Wrangler. I hope it's affectionate anyway. And I used to be both a developer and an administrator, and now I can claim neither. So I mostly spend my day wrangling champions, as my title would suggest. So thanks for having me, you guys.
All right. Well, you know, let's start the call off just talking about what the IBM Think Conference is. So Libby, if you want to kind of give us the official IBM version of what is Think, what are we going to see there, and what's this whole conference about?
Sure. So IBM Think is the culmination, if you will, of a lot of experience with conferences over the years from the IBM events team. And it is true that it combines all of the previous big giant IBM conferences that were about certain product areas into one, but it really does much more than that. The idea is that it is an event where thinkers, people like you, people like my champions, can gather together and really make things work better, solve problems together. You know the quote from Thomas J. Watson that was, all of mankind's problems could be solved if only people were willing to think. And that's really the basis for the event. So you're thinking about, how do I get to cloud? How do I get to AI? How do I put all of these things that I know, all of these products that I know together to solve my problems? And that's really what Think is about. And, you know, the basic stuff is, of course, that it's in March 19th through the 22nd in Las Vegas, and there are 13 keynotes. There are about 1,000 breakout sessions. There are labs, probably over 200 labs. There are pop-up events where they are doing soft skills as well as technical skills. There are festive events in the evening, such as the Bare Naked Ladies and Train and the Chain Smokers. I only know two of those at all. Those are bands. Those are bands. I had to look that up when they first started telling me about it. And the conference, this is really interesting to me. You know, they were trying to take these 7 or 8 conferences and merge them without merging them, because otherwise there would be, you know, 40,000 sessions, one session for each person, and nobody would be able to, you know, figure out where they were. So they really organized it into campuses to help you find your way around and find your people and think about, you know, think yet again, what you wanted to be connected to. And then the last thing I'll say is there are some really cool speakers like Dr. Michio Kaku and Dr. Mae Jemison and Ginny Rometty, of course, and some really just amazing folks that I can't wait to hear from.
I think it's, you briefly touched on it, Libby. I think it's really interesting because we are looking at, I mean, for me, I've gone to, you know, the Locusphere and Connect and always within the collaboration space. This is an order of magnitude bigger than that. As you said, they're merging 7 very different conferences and tens of thousands of people. And certainly from a champion perspective, this is the first time I'm going to meet a lot of champions from other parts of IBM. And that's what I'm really excited about. And as you said, with the campuses, we're not being enclosed to our campuses. I think we'll be encouraged to move within campuses and, you know, go learn from other areas that we might not have had access to in the smaller conferences.
I think that's exactly right, Gab. I think, you know, while you can, you know, get that sort of feeling of, hey, I was looking to solve a problem with products I'm already using, or looking to make strides with products I'm already using, you also get that feeling of, ooh, I get to learn about all of these new things and products and solutions and ideas just by walking another 200 feet in the campus area. So that's pretty exciting.
And it's all about meeting people. And you know, we the opportunity to meet and talk to people. I'm personally very interested in IBM Security Campus and that space, because mm-hmm. I touch a little bit on security in my work, but I've never really fully immersed myself in there. And there are people I wouldn't have the opportunity to meet and talk to otherwise. So I'm excited about that.
And also just the exposure to the other technologies, because, you know, IBM is such a huge company with so many different software brands that, you know, this way, instead of being at a very specialized conference where there might be one or two sessions on Watson or something like that, you know, there's this whole giant campus full of Watson people, and you can go over there and find out really what's going on, not just one or two little tiny pieces of that puzzle, but you can really see a whole big swath of this other part of IBM technology that maybe you're just never exposed to.
And not even just the software, but some of the hardware too. So I just came back from Index, and I know we're going to probably talk about that later, but one of the things that's also going to be at Think is the quantum computer. And I swear to you, it looks like a sculpture. It's gorgeous. It is the most beautiful thing. You're going to want to go take a selfie with it. But beyond just being beautiful, the technology that underlies it and the promise of what it can bring in the future is so exciting. And then if you look at the mainframe with IBM Z and what they're doing with, you know, sort of unchain the frame and master the mainframe is so interesting. And you're going to see the winners of those sort of competitions, hackathons at the event. And you're going to see the power systems folks with their new P9 chip. So, you know, there's all this software, you know, sort of the software brands or business units. Then there's the hardware and systems and storage. And then there's kind of the security and the things that it's not really software, but it's kind of how you interact with it. And then even on top of that, there is the like the open source technology and the development and work that IBM is doing and that all of the people who work with IBM technology are doing in, around open source with blockchain and with Node-RED and with, you know, so many of the code patterns that are out there that make it easier to be a developer. So there's just, you got to really know the things that you want to focus on, I think, because there's so much.
There are also some great kind of think thought piece sessions amongst Think Academy, which aren't necessarily specifically technology focused, but are more thought pieces like, you know, talking about principles of AI and that kind of thing, which I think is a really interesting layer to add at the technical conference.
I'm so glad you pointed that out, because that takes us back to where we started, right, with the idea of thinking. And they definitely have some of those sessions that are almost, dare I say it, philosophical. You know, strategic, certainly, and you might expect that, but there's definitely some. I know one of our fellow champions is giving one at the Think Academy on sort of the ethics of AI and coding. And that'll be, you know, I think that's a pretty interesting idea to think about and to talk about.
So obviously a huge amount going on, which we're all very aware of. So to kind of help people that are there and people that might not be there to kind of boil down the information, Julie and I are going to be doing some champion interviews throughout the week to kind of bring the conference to you and explore some ideas each day that we may have come across with other champions that are there at the event. So, Libby, can you explain a bit about what champions are and kind of why they're suited, why we're doing this and why we're hoping to talk to other champions during these podcasts.
That's actually an awesome question. I always forget that there are people who don't know our IBM champions and our program. You know, the IBM champions are the ones who have become experts in the technology. They have an investment in IBM technology and have become experts at it. And instead of just sitting there and hoarding their knowledge and expertise, the IBM champions are the ones who have gone out and made a huge part of their life to share that information. Some of you guys, you know, like you, Gab, really do a lot of it with blogging and speaking at conferences. Some folks do podcasts, do webcasts, do videos, do books. Some folks run user groups. Some folks aren't able to be so public, but support the learning inside of their own big companies or organizations. And then there's still others who go on like client references. So I look at the IBM champions as our external advocacy, sort of the top 1% of the external advocates and the external engagement around IBM technology. And we have that across the business and around the world.
And at the conference, I think, didn't you say before, and this might have been before we started, that there's going to be over 200 IBM champions?
We're expecting around 200 IBM champions, giving about 50 sessions in the main breakouts and another about 40 sessions in Think Academy or in the user community and Champions Day.
Wow. And off the top of your head, can you tell everyone what the different champion brands are? Because, I mean, again, IBM is such a huge company that they've got individual champion programs in different brands, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So analytics and collaboration solutions are two of the biggest. Then we also have cloud, and that also encompasses sort of the hybrid cloud, middleware, some of those products that are now really, you know, have moved to the cloud. So that's four. And then we have IBM Z, we have Power Systems, and our newest in the fold is the storage group. And then on top of that, we have the fact that a lot of these folks are experts in still other areas, like security is the best example, where we're probably going to start a security champion program. We don't have an official one yet, but we sure have a lot of security experts. And we also have IoT and Watson cognitive experts in there as well.
And we'll be talking to some of them. I mean, really a small number, because we're not going to be able to talk to all 200 champions that are there, or 200 plus that are at the conference. But Gab and I will be these kind of roving reporters, and we're going to set up interviews with people in all the different brands to get a lot of different perspectives on the conference, what's going on, and really, you know, what people that are coming at the conference from completely different perspectives are seeing there, and what they think about what they've seen. So I think that's going to be good, because you know, I see the conference from my developer perspective, and Gab sees it from her admin perspective, both, you know, really more from the collaboration standpoint. But you know, I can't wait to see what these people that are in Z Systems think about everything and stuff. So what we're going to do is Gab and I will be doing recordings. We're going to be getting together with Libby ahead of time to kind of put together a list and set up our schedule for the actual recordings. And then we're going to publish them as quickly as we can and do as many as we can on Libby's blog. So, Libby, do you want to talk about your blog and where that is and where people are going to be able to find all of this stuff?
Absolutely. I hope folks will spend a lot of time at the blog in the coming weeks, because we will have, and that is at ibm.biz/IBM, all caps, capital C champ, capital B blog. And that IBM champ blog, you can also just Google it and you'll find it if you search for IBM champion blog. But that's where we're going to post these episodes of this series. And we're also going to have sort of a schedule of things going on at the event, and hopefully some guest blogs from some of the champions as well, and links to some of the things that the champions are doing and saying and thinking about the event.
I was going to say, Libby, when we're recording these videos, we're hoping to do it near the champion desk, because there's a champion desk at Think, which is going to be manned by various champions there to answer questions and talk about specific topics. And that's where we're hoping to do the recording. So we're hoping to do 5 or 6 across the week. If you'd like to participate or you have ideas about what you'd like us to do, we'd love to hear from you. But the champion desk is certainly, if you have something you want to ask, you want to talk to someone about a particular topic, then come to the desk and ask Libby and the team there, and they will try and fix something up for you.
And we will have a published schedule for the roundtable conversations, the champion chats that we're going to have going on in the sort of booth area all week. And those will be things like GDPR. I know, Gab, that you're going to help lead that conversation. Node-RED, there's going to be a conversation on that. There's going to be a conversation on why infrastructure matters. There's going to be one on blockchain. There's going to be one on collaboration. And then there's going to be one every day on either, if you're already a champion, how to be a great champion, or if you're not yet a champion, how you could become one and what it takes and why it's valuable. And they're just going to be really very informal chats with some champions, maybe an IBMer or two, and whoever else wants to come have conversations on those topics.
So, Libby, I know you just came back from Index, which was the big developer conference. I don't know much about it. I know you found it interesting, and a few other champions who went there really enjoyed it. Could you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, Gab, you really, I mean, you would have had fun because there were cool people there and you like to learn everything, but it was really developer, and a little more developer and developer on top. Yes, Julian, you would have just been wriggling like a happy puppy. You would have been having such a good time.
Maybe next year.
You know, they actually started with a day for community, and even though we talk a lot, you know, the champions and stuff about user community, when we talk about it, we're talking about communities convened around IBM products and technologies. But at the Index conference, one of the neat things they did was really talk about community convened around larger technologies of which IBM is a part. And so Node-RED is an example of that, right, where there was a big conversation with all the people who were doing things with Node-RED, IBMers and non, and, you know, sort of how do you develop with it and what are we doing with it and where is it going in the future? How do we manage this project going on? So the first day was that community day. And then there were, you know, keynotes. There was a theater going on sort of the whole time with small, short lightning talk sessions. There was an Ask Me Anything area. There was this really neat area for developers, for IBM folks who are interested in IBM, where they could go through and do coding for good and test out some code patterns and solutions. There was the TJ bot. There were a ton of sessions, and I had 5 of you wonderful IBM champions speaking there. And they were really, you know, it's the first year for the Index conference, and they were so amazed that it was a first year, because it really, there were some, you know, just good sessions. But the thing that they liked best is the thing that you and I, both of you and I, always like best at these conferences was talking to the people. So they just really felt like they were able to make some interesting connections, not just with people who work with IBM again, but, you know, for the sort of larger developer community. And I had a great time. I got to sit down for about an hour, hour and a half, and just have one of those little champion chats, if you will, with the IBM champions who were speaking there, and, you know, learned a lot and just, you know, really enjoyed having that conversation. And yeah, it was awesome.
So how big was that conference? Do you know? I mean, just roughly, like 1,000 people, 5,000, you know?
We're talking about 1,500 to 2,000 people, you know, right around in there. There were a bunch of students. That was another interesting thing. One of the new areas that we are launching in the Champions program is a student program, a student ambassadors program. And so they had an afternoon that was all dedicated to students. And I got to go in and meet them and tell them about the student ambassadors program, you know, sort of the pre-launch announcement of that program. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, I was just thinking that really, that's the size conference that we're kind of used to, or that I'm kind of used to for IBM conferences. And I guess IBM Think is going to be sort of almost 10 times as big. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Think is going to be huge. And it's going to be so much bigger than the conferences that we're used to.
Yeah, that was 1,500 to 2,000.
Yeah.
Think is more on the order of 35 to 40,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's going to be just kind of amazing to see. I know that Vegas can certainly hold a conference that big. I've been to some other large IBM conferences before, but that's, you know, which I guess that's kind of why we're doing the podcast, right? Because we're going to try to I guess take a bunch of different bits of information from all over that conference and put them together, because no one's going to be able to see all of that.
Exactly. Well, make it accessible too.
I'll try and not remember those numbers when I'm stood up on stage getting ready to present and the room is filling up very slowly. I'll try not to remember. There are 40,000 people here. Why aren't they in my room?
why do I only have 20,000?
You're going to be like, what are all these people doing here? It's the whole conference. And I'll walk in and I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry you didn't get very many. There's only 700 people in here.
I'd settle for three that don't know me.
Fine. Well, there you go. That's a really good way to look at it. Let's all work to meet someone we don't know. It's so tempting, isn't it? Just to just sit with our friends, because we have so many colleagues and friends that we just love seeing at these events. And I could just do that the entire week. But I love also getting to know, you know, either a champion I've never met in person before, or someone who's interested in the program, whom I've never met before.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what we're excited about doing and seeing when we're at the conference. So just kind of in general, Libby, like, what's your number one, two, and three thing that you're looking forward to at the Think conference?
All right. Well, the number one thing just has to be the old home week, you know, of getting to reconnect with all of the people that, you know, some of you guys I've been working with on and off for 20-something years. We're not going to talk about what comes after that. But I think I'm also super excited about having our first real IBM Champions Day. It's part of the larger user community day. It's on Sunday. Everyone is invited to join some of these sessions, and it's really being run by champions for champions and those who are interested in, you know, the program and the topics. And we have just, you know, we've got a lightning session track, Julian, that, you know, that's the room you're kind of helping me organize. There's a user group track that Teo is helping me organize. There's, you know, sort of getting your name out there and making your career a healthy place to be track that Gab is helping me organize. There's sessions on all kinds of things. And then in the afternoon, well, then there's an executive keynote. Arvind Krishna, who's a senior vice president, runs research, runs hybrid cloud. He's going to come lead the keynote. And there's also going to be the GM of security and Angel Diaz, who is in charge of developer advocacy, really. And I get to have a part in the keynote. So this might be my third thing that I'm excited about. I get to announce the lifetime IBM champions. And just so you know, there are going to be lifetime IBM champions from more business areas than just my awesome collaboration solutions champions. So you're going to be joined by a new cadre of lifetime champions, and it's going to be super exciting for me to announce those. Keynote on Sunday.
Well, do you want to just go ahead and announce right now to kind of get that out of the way?
No.
Just so Julian and I.
No one's going to listen.
We'll keep it
serious.
We'll edit that bit out of the podcast.
Of course, Julian would edit that out of the podcast.
Yeah, I would.
Of course he would. No, you guys got to come on Sunday so you can hear.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, Gab, you're next. What can you not wait to see at this conference?
I have many, many things. Let's start with my favorite things are actually always the labs, and especially this year where we have new versions of the ICS products coming out at the tail end of this year. And we're going to have some labs where we can actually touch beta versions of those products. And I like the labs in general. You know, I like just going around and seeing the technology and talking to the people who actually are developing and producing the technology, because they're the ones that are most excited by it. And you can get into really good discussions about what IBM are doing with blockchain one-to-one with people in the labs, for example. So the labs are my big thing. Networking, I am by nature an introvert. I don't network very well. But these kind of events lend themselves to me being able to talk to people. I talk to people in sessions that I'm sat next to. I talk to people queuing outside sessions, waiting to go in. So I love hearing from other people about why they're there and what they're getting out of it and being told by them what sessions to go to. So that's my number two. My number three is kind of the whole social aspect of it. There are people I very rarely get to see. I get to see once a year. We talk online every day because we're all in the same line of work. But you can't beat being face-to-face and exchanging ideas. For those of you that used to go to Orlando, you're aware that we used to have the Dolphin Rotunda was a meetup place where you could always find someone, and we're trying to do the same. We've suggested there's a place in the Mandalay Bay called the Mizua Bar, and I know a lot of people are going to try and use that. It's just outside the main conference area to meet up and just chat with your friends and chat with anyone really passing through. Mm-hmm. So those are my three.
Okay. All right.
Good ones.
Well, I am definitely kind of leaning more towards the developer side of things here. I think the big thing that I'm looking for there is the IBM technologies that I just don't use and maybe have never even heard of, finding out how those can actually integrate back in to some of the development things that I just do every day. And so, you know, I'm very excited about that, because a lot of times you get so stuck in your job just doing, you know, sort of the same thing, you know, every week or every month, and you want to learn other things, but it's kind of hard to, because you have this, you know, these things that you already know. And so I love the learning about things that I just wouldn't have exposure to otherwise. So I'm actually very excited about the combined conference this year, because I think that's just so much, such good exposure to all these different areas of IBM, not just this comfortable little area that we're used to being in. So very much looking forward to that. I'm actually kind of curious about the whole soft skills pieces that are there too. And Libby, what is that called? That I guess that track or whatever that is, where we're going to have the kind of 20-minute talks of not technology so much as just, you know, being a human. I don't know.
That's a good way to refer to it. It's part of the Think Academy, and they are, I think they're calling them soft skills pop-ups. Gab, am I right about that?
You are, and I'll be doing a couple of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So I was just going to say, I'm very much looking forward to those, because I think that'll be kind of fun, and especially because they're short enough that you can literally, I guess, pop in and listen to one or two and just kind of pop back out. So
you can grab a coffee and just come and listen to it, and between going from place A to place B.
Well, and I'll tell you, if it's near the coffee stations, I'll probably see a lot of them. So I might just be there for half the day. I don't know. We'll see.
I want everybody to know that I did arrange to have the IBM champion, the Meet the Champions area down there in Bayside D in the Think Park. We're right near the food.
Ooh, nice.
Just saying, for those of you who might be interested in that, visiting along with food and coffee.
Excellent. Yes, we'll be right there waiting for you. So that's kind of, you know, my big things. I think I'm like Gab. I'm really excited about the labs too, because I love hands-on kinds of stuff. And I think that not only hearing someone talk about technology, but being able to sit down and actually use it, you know, sit in front of a keyboard. And I will say that if anyone listening, the people that are going to think that are interested in labs, the actual hands-on pieces, it's very, very important that you sign up ahead of time. So you need to actually go on to the Watson Session Expert and find the labs you're interested in and sign up for them, because they will they'll kind of sell out. And if there's not enough room, then you'll show up for the lab and you can't get in, because they do have, I mean, they'll have waiting lists and stuff like that, but there is only a certain number of people that can go in, and the people that can go in are the people who have signed up in advance.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's so important. I mean, everybody really can select the sessions and the other things that they want to attend in the Watson experience, you know, the session builder. But the labs are super important to sign up for in advance.
I mean, I guess we've been going for, I think, over 20 minutes. So if we let me do this. Let's wrap it up for now. And you will hear from us again either before Think, you know, if we decide we want to get together again. But if not, then definitely at the Think conference. So, Libby, there is still time to register. Do you know if there's any discount code still available? Or if you're going to register now, do you just have to kind of pay full price?
I have some discount codes available, as do all IBM champions. Those are still valid, the ones that you guys have. And there's some others that I'll post one on the blog where we post this that folks can register for. There's also a special code if folks aren't able to come for the entire week but want to come for that community day on Sunday. There's a special code that they can come for Sunday and Monday at a discount.
I'll
put a couple of those codes out on the blog where we post this at the IBM.biz/IBM CCHAMP B blog. I'll put some of those out there.
That's good news. I was talking to someone today who wanted to come but wasn't going to be able to do the full week. So that would be great.
Yeah, I can help them out.
Awesome. And Gab, weren't you looking at the conference app the other day? Did you see if that was ready yet?
Not quite ready yet. Okay. So if you download the IBM Events app, which I think is available in the app stores, when you open that up, you'll see the Think conference is listed there. And it says that the content will be coming. I think, Libby, the content is coming next week, isn't it?
That's the plan, is for it to be, you know, very, very early March.
Okay, so that's, I know on the iPhone, it's just called IBM Events, and the icon is like just a black square that says IBM Events in the middle of it. So I know there's a lot of IBM apps in the App Store, but that's the one.
And we'll try to put a link to that on the blog too, Julian, if you remind me, we can do that.
I don't believe you register to use that app, whereas some of the other ones you do need to register. So it's the one you can go into. And I couldn't have done the conference without it.
Yeah, and especially for the schedule. I mean, it's actually it ties in with anything that you've done online using the Watson Session Expert. So when you kind of make your schedule in Watson Session Expert, that will sync back up with the IBM Events app. So then you'll have your calendar right there in front of you, which is really nice.
Exactly. And there's one last thing that I'm going to throw out there. I want you guys to all come and do yoga with me one of the mornings.
Yoga.
There's yoga and runs and I think, I don't know, kickbox. There's all kinds of health things. I know it's early in the morning, so we better do it early in the conference so that we can, you know, still stand. But I want everybody to come do a yoga class with me. Not going to happen, is it? I can hear the skeptical looks you all are giving me.
I would love to, Libby. You know I love yoga. I'm not sure public yoga. I would put my trust in you. and stand at the back of the class. I mean, I think it's a very good idea. I think it's a great idea. And let's put it this way. You'll see me at yoga class before you'll see me doing a run.
And there you go.
Well, and there will be plenty of walking, too. I remember the last conference, the IBM conference I did a couple years ago in Las Vegas. The first day I walked several miles just walking to and from places and around the conference.
Yeah, so. You know, it used to be that we would get our mileage in going from, you know, Dolphin down to the boardwalk or whatever. And here we just get it in one conference area walking that much.
Yeah, so wear comfortable shoes.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let me wrap this up and say that we will have show notes on Libby's blog at ibm.biz/IBMChampBlog. The capitalization is important, so like Libby said, it's capital IBM, capital C Champ, capital B Blog, all one word. And if you can find that, then you'll see the show notes there, and you'll also see where all of the other podcasts are going to be. And if you don't see that, or you type it in wrong, or it doesn't seem to be working for you, just do a Google search for IBM Champions blog, and I bet that's going to be the first thing that pops up. Libby, I would like to thank you for joining us on the podcast. Gab, I am looking forward to talking and interviewing people during the week and seeing you there at the conference.
Absolutely.